that would qualify a Dalai Mishnah test and a test. Karma, Sheshesreyama, Mutalahavi, Zalisha. Somebody who planted vineyard with 16 hours or more between each row of vines. In such a case, it does not have the status of a carom, and you're allowed to plant between the vines as long as you distance whatever you're planting 6 tefachim away from the vines. And since the rows are so far apart from each other, it does not have the status of a carom, and therefore you're allowed to plant among the vines, and so too you can plant outside of the vines as long as you distance whatever you're planting 6 tefachim away from the vines. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'isa b'tzama. Rabbi Yehuda said there was a story in a place called Tzama. The Echad Shenasa is Karma, Am Sheshesreyama. There was a certain person in Tzama that planted his vineyard with 16 amos between each row. By Yehoifech Seir Shtei Shuroi Zutarecha V'Zoreya Esanir. And he would turn the branches of the two rows that are next to each other, so that the branches of each row was facing the branches of the next row. He would turn the branches inwards, and that way the branches of those two rows are facing each other, and then he would do the same for the next two rows, leaving an empty space between the second and third row. And since the branches of the first and second row were facing each other, and the branches of the third and fourth row were facing each other, so between the second and third row of vine there was an empty space without any branches, and he would plant that plowed area, he would plow that area and then plant there. And if he didn't want, then the place where he has planted, that there should be any branches sticking out over there to block the sun. So therefore, he would turn the branches in the two rows that are next to each other to face each other. And then he would plant between the next two rows where there are no branches, as he only wanted to plant every other row. So therefore, he turned the branches so that the branches were only covering every other row, while the other rows had no branches to block the sun, and he would plant every other row. As in those days, they would only plant part of the land each year. And the next year, they would turn the branches to cover the rows that were planted the previous year, as they only planted every other row each year. And the row they planted last year, they didn't plant this year, as they wouldn't plant the same land two consecutive years. Instead, they would plant now the land that they didn't plant the previous year. So the next year, he would turn the branches to cover the rows that he did plant the previous year, and he would go ahead and plant the rows that he had left empty the previous years. And this ma'aseh that this person, Esamo, did was brought in front of the Chachamim to see if the Chachamim would permit it, and they did, in fact, permit it. And the Chachamim held, as we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, that if the rows of the vineyard are 16 amos apart, you're allowed to plant between the vineyards. So therefore, there's nothing wrong with what this person did to plant another type of produce between the rows of his vine, as long as he planted 6 tefachim away from the vine. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Afanoteh es karma ashmona shmona amos mutter. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon take an even more lenient position. They say that even if there are 8 amos or more space between one row of his vineyard and the other, you'd be allowed to plant other types of produce between the rows. And according to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, you only need 8 amos between the rows so that your vines do not have the status of a vineyard and you're allowed to plant between the rows. And even though by the din of Karachas HaKaron, a vineyard, that some of the vines in the middle of the vineyard were stripped, if there's less than 16 amos between the vines, you're not allowed to plant there. That case is different. Because in that case, originally you planted the rows of your vineyard with less than 8 amos between each row. So therefore, even though a lot of the vines in the middle of the vineyard were stripped, and you have a space of up to 16 amos, you're not allowed to plant between the vines. But in this case, where originally when you planted your vineyard, you planted the vines far apart from each other, they're 8 amos away from each other, you don't need a space of 16 amos. As long as they're 8 amos away from each other, you're allowed to plant between the vines. Somebody who has a vineyard, but a lot of the vines of the vineyard have been stripped, and he now has much fewer vines than he did originally. And Yeshbo Lalaki and Esther Kfarin Lebeisa, who Netuos Kilchason, Hareza Nikra Karim Da. If he has at least 10 vines in an area the size of a Beisa, which is 50 amos by 50 amos, and he has at least 5 vines that are planted in the proper way, that he has stein connected stein ba'achav yotu zonav, in this space of a base up, he has at least 5 vines that are planted with two rows. And in the first row there are three vines, and in the second row there are two vines, and the two vines in the second row face the first two vines of the first row. And the first row also has a third vine that sticks out like a tail. In such a case, since he has at least five vines that are planted in this way, and those five vines are not more than 16 amos apart from each other, nor are they closer than 4 amos to each other. And altogether, in the area of the side of the Beisah, he has 10 vines. In such a case, it would have the status of a kerem. It would be called a kerem dal, poor man's kerem, since he has so few vines left. It's a poor man's kerem, but it is a kerem. And since it does have the status of a kerem, if you want to plant other types of produce outside the kerem, you have to distance them at least 4 amos away, and you cannot plant between the vines at all in this case, since it has the status of a kerem. Kerem shunatua arvuvia. A vineyard that was planted all mixed up, it wasn't planted in neat rows. If you have at least five vines in this vineyard that are two opposite two with the third one sticking out like a tail, in such a case, all the vines have a dent of a kerem, and you wouldn't be allowed to plant among the rows, and so too you can't plant within 4 amos outside the kerem. But if not, if you can't find five vines that would be two opposite two with the third one sticking out like a tail, then none of the vines would have the status of a kerem, and you'd be allowed to plant between the rows. It would have the din of a solitary vine that you only have to distance other types of produce 6 tefachim away. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir holds, even though it wasn't planted in neat rows, but it was planted somewhat like a kerem, it was planted in the design of a kerem, it was planted in rows, even though the rows might not be neat rows, they might not be exactly parallel to each other, but it was planted somewhat like a kerem. In such a case, even if you don't have stein, connected stein, v'achas yotzei zonav, it would have the status of a kerem, and you're not allowed to plant between the rows.